Hello, bitch. That's right, it's me. It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Dirk from OMG So Random. And I just wanted to preface this episode. This actually came out last week, so this is a rerun. We're going to have a brand new episode next week, and you are going to want to tune in live on Twitch, twitch.tv/OMGSoRandom, because it's our big 300th episode. That's right, it's our This Is Sparta episode, and you are not going to want to miss it. We are going to give away a Chrysler 300 live on the air, so be sure to tune in for that. twitch.tv/OMGSoRandom, and in the meantime, enjoy this rerun from last week. Bye, I love you. I'm going to say something really quick. This is just for the real heads.
Yeah.
Who
behind the baseball?
Yeah, who love to get behind the baseball. This is before the stream has even started.
Oh.
Before the unwashed masses get in here. My aunt has been texting me and 12 other family members individual photos in different individual text threads. She doesn't know how to use her phone, clearly. So there are two things that really annoy the shit out of me with this situation. Yeah. One, I had literally a dozen text message threads to the same 12 people containing one singular photo or perhaps a very, very low quality video of my cousin's children. Now, my cousin and I, we used to be really close. Like growing up, we hung out all the time and like he lived close by, and then he went to college and met someone, and she's from Boston. So he moved out to Boston, and basically since college, like I haven't talked to him. We don't have a relationship.
Right.
So like, this is going to sound mean, but I don't give a shit about his kids. So then that is the other annoyance. Like, don't send me this shit.
Yeah.
Like, great.
Don't put these kids on my phone.
Yeah. That's what I want to say to my aunt. And I want to say to my other cousin, the brother of this cousin who lives in Boston.
Yeah. Boston cousin, we'll call him.
Boston cousin. Boston cousin's brother and I are still pretty close. Like, we text a lot and we send memes back and forth.
Okay.
I want to say, like, what the hell's up with your mom? Like, can you tell her to stop, please? So, yeah, that was kind of annoying. And I had a Gadzooks challenge, and I had work Gadzooks challenges to deal with. It's been a night.
So you are on, it's a triple threat of Gadzooks for you, rolling into this show. On what is supposed to be the most celebrated day of the week, Humping Day, Horny Wednesday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the high point of the week. It's Humping's Day. It's the official favorite day of Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
And here we are. Yes, you're right. I had a triple Gadzooks right off the bat. I started the stream. We had a special conversation without the stream just now. So
we did.
If you want to hear what it was, honestly, like an unofficial doinked off segment.
It was. Yeah, yeah.
I'm doinked off about something. So if you want to hear what it is, you're going to have to download the episode this week.
Download it on Friday or whatever day after Friday is convenient for you.
Want to know the rest? Hey, buy the rights. How bizarre.
My brother had an obsession with the guy in the back seat of that video for whatever reason. And he would always talk about the guy in the back seat. It's like, oh man, the guy in the back seat is so fucking cool.
Destination unknown.
I don't remember like what he's like at this point, so I'd have to go back and watch the video to see what the guy in the back seat's all about. But I do remember he loved him.
I have zero memory of what that guy, of what anybody looked like in that video for that matter.
Right. I do remember there being a car part, like right. where they're riding in the car. And yeah. apparently there must have been one guy in the back seat, and this guy is just legendary to my brother.
Just this one guy. He's an amazing guy. I can't explain it.
He's in the back seat.
You gotta see this guy. You gotta see this guy. This one guy.
You've never seen a guy like this. No one has ever sat in the back seat like this guy.
I don't usually sit in the back seat because that's where the women sit. But if I were to sit in the back seat, I would sit like this one guy.
Oh my God. Too random.
What's up? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say I want everyone to know that yeah. in addition to my normal drink, I'm also having a little shot of moonshine because
whoa,
it's been a day.
That's right. Hey, and I got to tell you, now that you're talking about that, I while I was on vacation, and I think I mentioned, I did mention this because we talked about the respect thing. But right. while I was on vacation, I had a couple more drinks again.
Look there at you.
Days I had a couple drinks, like two drinks. There was a wow. couple days where I did two drinks. And I got this might be bad, but I'm starting to like it again.
Two drinks for one guy.
Two drinks, one guy. And this one guy is starting to like the old two drink special again. So
did you? Well, that's perfect. You know, two drink minimum for a comedy club.
Right.
This is your gateway drug back into the world of comedy. It starts with two drinks.
Could be.
Next thing you know, you're up on the stage two asking. Drinks,
one guy.
You're asking everyone, is that funny after every yeah. joke?
Is that funny?
That's perfect. I can open with two drinks, one guy. Follow it up with, is that funny? Oh, man. My set is pretty much done.
Yeah, it's written.
Yeah.
It's donezo. I think you were about to open the show with a proper introduction. So
I was. I was just going to say, I was going to welcome everyone by saying, what's up, everybody? It's me, Mr. He Had Gone Doo-Doo in the cardiologist's office, joined here with Dirk. And welcome to OMG So Random Hee Hee. Today I did gone doo-doo in the cardiology office, so just bringing a little bit of my real life to the podcast. So
it's called vulnerability, sweaty. Look it up.
Yeah, and I was at the cardiology office just for some testing to get clearance for my new surgery that's coming up. Okay. That's right, folks. He's got a new surgery coming this Monday. The surgery man is back at it again. He's preparing for another surgery.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your heart docy was checking you out and making sure you're okay?
Yeah, they made me do a chest x-ray and an EKG just to see that the old ticker is talking.
Okay.
Basically, and? Yeah. The ticker's talking is the report.
Okay.
Ticker's doing a great job of talking, as the doctor said. So we've gotten the all clear for one more surgery.
I hope that's how they announced it to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're back in the game, baby. It's surgery time. It's freaking go time. That's right. We're going under the knife.
I bet your docy is psyched.
Oh yeah, docy knows. Like it's surgery season. That's what we keep saying to each other.
That's right.
Yo, it's surgery season, bro.
It's more like SZN though.
Exactly.
Surgery Susan.
Yeah, Surgery Susan, my dear friend. She's back. We're back, and here we go.
Yeah.
So if you're watching live on the stream, you did see me blow my nose before we started. I'm hoping that this surgery will cut down some on that. It's a sinus surgery.
Oh, and, okay.
And it also may mess up the OMG So Random Hee Hee drinking game, too.
Oh, because, so you think it'll eliminate the throat clears?
I don't know about a full elimination, but I would really, really hope that it's going to at least cut it back. Because that's part of what it should be doing, hopefully. Okay. Helping with some post-nasal drip, helping with, you know, all the boogies.
The classic PND.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see. So, Monday, they're going to put a balloon up my nose, I guess is what I'm being told. So.
Wow.
It's go time, baby. Surgery is back.
I thought of that. Everyone knows it. No one was doing it until I did it. Now everyone wants to do it.
Now everyone says, should I do it? I'm going to do it. Well, tonight, not only is it the horniest night of the week, like we established, but it is also a night, I would dare to say, tonight is the night of 1,000 scammers.
Oh, it is. We have some scammer fun lined up for you. For y'all all, in fact.
For y'all all. Hopefully it pans out the way we want it to.
Mm-hmm.
We've been testing some scam numbers that have come through, and at least during the day, we're able to get them on the line.
Yeah.
Hopefully, with any luck, we will be able to make contact tonight.
We're talking to aliens. Tonight we will be making contact with the elusive scammer species.
Yeah, so I mean, when Carl Sagan made the movie Contact,
mm-hmm.
this is what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about alien life forms. He was talking about making contact with scammers.
Yeah.
And anyone who doesn't believe that is just ignorant.
Look it up, sweaty.
Yeah. It's called film. It's called film.
So, real quick before we fly into Scammer Haven, let me, since you brought up the Eastern European accent, I just need to share, believe it or not, I had another Eastern European accent encounter in the wild.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So, I was at the airport.
Yeah.
I was just in Florida over the weekend. Actually ended up having to stay an extra day because of flight cancellations, which it was really a best case scenario for being stranded somewhere because we stay with our friends anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we had to do an extra night, whatever. So the next day we had our flight like moved. They did it for us over the phone and everything. So we're flying Southwest, and Southwest has just like the dumbest flight check-in policy and like boarding policy where it's like, you got to get on your phone. You got to click the button at the right time. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you're like way at the end of the line. So we were, excuse me, way at the end of the line because our flight was changed kind of last minute.
Okay.
So when we checked in, we're at like some of the very last boarding positions. And the problem with this was we had a connecting flight on the other side of the airport that we were landing in. And we only had about 10 minutes to like from what our landing time was to when we were supposed to get on the plane. So I was trying to see if we could get like, because they do offer upgraded boarding positions, but there's only like 15 available.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get, so I was in line trying to get one, but I'm next in line. I'm going to ask about this. This person finishes up that, you know, they walk away, and then someone just stumbles kind of right in front of me. It's an older woman, and she holds out her boarding pass to the person at the Southwest counter.
Yeah.
And she just shows them the boarding pass and goes, "I am in the wrong place." And that was about all that they said. And like the person at the counter is just like, "Oh, St. Louis over here." And then the person just left.
Wow.
But they just walked in. "I am in wrong place."
Before we even started recording, we were talking about this, that you are some kind of cosmic magnet for Eastern European accents.
It really does seem that way.
And we kind of came to the realization that if someone in Eastern Europe shouts, "He's here," and everybody starts running.
Right, as my famous dream caused.
You, yeah. You are the destination.
I'm the one that's here. So all right. The Eastern Europeans in the nearby area, they all run to me.
And this is even further proven by this yeah. lady, because she knew she was in the wrong place, but she was right in front of
me. Right here. I'm in the wrong place.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Did anyone high boss you while you were in Florida?
No, I don't think so. The best interaction I did have, though, was at a thrift store.
Okay.
And there is this one corner of the store that I wanted to check out. It had some books and stuff. But it also had the CDs and records. And every time I walked past there is a man who, he was a very disheveled man, is the best way to put it. And apparently he must have had a pile of CDs and records that he was taking for himself, and every time I walked anywhere near the area, he would just go, "This is my pile," and like touch his pile. So I kept coming back to do it just to see if he would keep doing it, and he'd over and over again, "This is my pile.
Wow,
this is my pile." So that was the best interaction I had. I would say I did see a stand-up comedy show for free, though.
Oh, nice.
I saw Tom Segura, if you know that name.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. He was at the St. Augustine Amphitheater, along with Kirk nice. Fox, who...
Not familiar.
I didn't know him by name either, but he's been in some shows, and I recognized him. He's been in Parks and Rec. He was like the sanitation guy. He was...
He was Sewage Joe?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He was in Jury Duty, too, if you saw Jury Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. One other thing, Res Dogs too. He's in Reservation Dogs.
I still need to watch that.
It's a great show. It's a good show. Bobby Lee's in that too. So
nice.
Yeah, but he was funny too. There's a third opener. I don't remember his name. I just remember his Instagram handle was Bonesnake3, and that was part of his one of his best jokes, because his dad, when they signed up for the internet for the first time, he made his screen name Bonesnake2, and so he had this joke about, you know, is Grandpa Bonesnake1? <Right? laughs> <Yeah. laughs> It was pretty good. So Bonesnake3 is how I remember him, but he was funny as well. Like that joke especially, I really liked.
That's pretty badass though for an internet name.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And,
oh yeah, baby.
And let's just talk about the level of respect that his dad had to not name himself Bonesnake1, because that was reserved for his father.
Right. What a level of respect. And that's the level of respect that we're trying to get from people on a day-to-day basis. I did not ask anyone in Florida for respect.
That's probably, from a safety perspective, that's probably the best decision you can make. Because if you asked someone to give you respect in Florida, they would probably shoot you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I'd be in some trouble.
Or they'd feed you to some gators. I don't know.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. But I agree. I think if people are wondering what level of respect we're trying to get here when we say we demand respect, it's Bonesnake1 level respect. Just keep that in mind. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
So I feel like let's dive right in.
Yeah. Let's get this scammer palooza started. Do you want to start with the one that I had an encounter with, and I can tell a little bit of that story?
Yes, I think okay. That would be a good idea.
Okay, so this...
first of all, let's make this official, because this is a big scammer segment.
Oh, right, right, you're right. Unknown number. Right.
I wonder who this is. Hello?
Yes, hi. Do you still owe $8,000 to the government?
No, I don't, and I never did, bitch! We didn't scam the scammers. They scammed us first, so we just did a reversal. We didn't scam the scammers, but now they're crying because I caught them lying.
That song just reminds me really quickly. Have you heard the Fall Out Boy version?
Oh, God,
that's one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And like all their updated references. Oh my God. Who told them that was a good idea?
Yeah. I bet a lot of people told them it wasn't a good idea. And they're like, we're going to do it anyway.
I know. And they were like, we believe in ourselves,
in our artistic merits.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry we didn't start the fire.
That's what they should have done instead.
That would have been way better.
Way better.
Yeah, like early to mid 2000s era Fall Out Boy, where they have that sound.
Yeah.
It would have been 1,000% better.
Oh, it was so much better.
Yeah. There's a swing and a miss.
And okay, just one more, another reminder. My friend I actually talked about that song with my friends that I was staying with in Florida. And they brought up another song that I urge our listeners, viewers, anyone out there, you, Dirk, if you haven't heard this as well, to go check this out. Scott Stapp from Creed at one point did some song, I guess maybe for the Florida Marlins baseball team.
Okay.
And there's a video that goes along with it, too. The whole thing is hilarious. He sings the song, of course, in his Scott Stapp voice, and he's trying to sing about like baseball terms. At one point he's like, double play. It's really good. You definitely gotta check it out. I think it's called Marlins Soar. Scott Stapp, Marlins Soar.
Wow.
You can definitely find it that way. Watch the video too.
Wow. Marlins Soar. I can't wait. I can't wait to learn about baseball from that song.
Oh, right. He'd be like, what's that? I never knew about this whole double play.
Oh, that's awesome. So we have a few different scam numbers to try out tonight. The first one is our most solid lead.
Yeah. So it turned out when it started out, excuse me. It was a little bit of it did start off as a little bit of a scary experience, but as the call went on, it became very clear to me that this person was a scammer. Mm-hmm. So they more or less called me and they told me I was under investigation is how they got this started, which, you know, you'd hear this from a scammer and you'd be like, sure I am or whatever.
Yeah.
But the weird thing was, then they started to talk about like actual things about me. Like they had my address.
Oh.
Which, they claimed they sent me a letter about this investigation to my address. And I said, wow. Oh, yeah? What address is that? And they gave me the address. And I was like, okay. Then I was like, you know, at that point, I did feel a little like, fuck, like.
Yeah.
Am I really under investigation or something here?
Right.
So then they start to talk about Western Union, which I use Western Union for like the stuff that I do with wrestling.
Yeah.
So like I will sometimes sponsor some events, send some money in exchange for like getting video events that I'll then put together.
Right.
Kind of like sponsorship, but I'm getting something back.
Yeah.
in order to like bring wrestling to a bigger audience outside of Africa, things like that.
Yeah.
And they started to mention the name of the one man in Nigeria that I work with. And
wow.
Then they said, you're sending him money on Western Union. And then they're starting to say that he's under investigation as well. And they start to pull out all this weird stuff that first that he's a member of Boko Haram.
Oh, wow.
And that he had just been arrested and detained, and that they found illegal weapons, underage minors in his home.
Oh, my God.
This was when I started to know that this was a crock of shit, because he had not just been detained. He was actually in Europe at the time. He was in Belgium. And I know this because, you know, he'd been sending me photos. I knew some of the other people he was with. They're posting photos of them together, all sorts of things. So I'm like, no, this is obviously not real. But how does he have this information with my address, my phone number, and like all this? So, you know, then he starts getting into saying that I'm funding terrorists.
Wow.
And especially and child pornography. Also, he tried to say that I was funding as well. And the best part that really gave it away for me, like, as if there was any doubt, he also had like a very thick accent. I believe it was like a French accent.
Okay.
And he announced himself as being, I don't remember the name of the agency. I wish I had it. I sent it to you somewhere when we first talked about this.
Yes.
But it was something like the National Victims, as I don't know, but it's an agency that does not exist. A federal agency that does not exist.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. That does not exist.
Sure.
And he has this strict, thick French accent, but as part of his attempt to, you know, prove to me that he's this federal agent, as he's trying to tell me I'm under investigation and funding terrorism, he starts to tell me about how Boko Haram has links to Al-Qaeda.
Oh, of course.
And Al-Qaeda carried out the attacks on September 11th. And then he does this fake thing where he starts to cry. He's like,
oh my gosh.
They killed hundreds of thousands of people. And I was just like, okay, first of all, it wasn't hundreds of thousands. Second of all, no real federal agent would call and cry about this.
No.
And and they also had a police scanner going in the background.
Yes, to sound legit.
Right. And then he would say things like, when he would bring up the child porn or whatever, he would just go, disgusting.
I found the name.
Okay.
It's the Federal Victim Protection Agency.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Federal Victim Protection Agency, which are there also doing an investigation. He never got to the point of like asking me for anything, because he started to do this trick that I think he thought was going to work on me for some reason. Because like I think he could tell I was like early on. I think he maybe got me because I didn't give him any information or anything, but he was like, why are you sending this money? And I did answer that. I said, well, I'm funding sponsoring pro wrestling events.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did answer that. And he goes, I see. But then he, you know, continued on with this, you know, whatever. but, oh, shit, I lost what I was going to say.
But then after a while, you think he picked up on the fact that you knew it was a scam?
Yes, his trick. Yeah. So then I think he knew that I knew. So he starts to do this thing where he would just disconnect the call.
Okay.
And then he would call back, like right away after. He'd go, why would you hang up on me, sir? This is the wrong time to hang up on me. You cannot run from this investigation. And I'm like, dude, you know, and I know that you just hung up on me twice in a row now. And after he did it for a third time, he just didn't call back.
Okay.
Like I think at that point he knew, like, all right, I'm not kidding him.
Right.
But I did go in and I changed my Western Union password.
That's
right after
idea.
This phone call.
That's a very good idea. Yeah.
And luckily, I do not keep any cards stored in there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't think I'd... No, fuck, I should check. But...
Well, I was able to make contact and I recorded the first call that I tried to make. And I didn't use my microphone or anything. I just played some soundboard clips. And I got a few tidbits from him. So I Hello? Have this.
How can I help you?
And then...
And that's how he answered the phone, by the way. And,
right.
And how he answered the phone when I called back after we talked to just simply, hello.
Right. Not the Federal Victim Protection Agency.
Yeah. No, like agent, whatever, something like that. Just right. Simply, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to call this scammer back. This is the first, like, true individual scammer that we have encountered. And what we want to do is basically do a sting operation on him.
Yeah.
I think either if he does not pick up the phone and goes to voicemail, we leave him a voicemail saying, you have won an Applebee's gift card.
Yes.
Please call us back at 260-355-5713 to claim it.
Yeah.
Or if he picks up and we talk to him, we say, congratulations, you won an Applebee's gift card. And then when he's like, oh, wow, okay. Then we hit him with our own investigation. And we say, right. You are under investigation.
Yes.
And kind of put the fear into him.
Right.
Now, I've also thought about if he picks up using his voice first and then one of us come in after that. So then he thinks, like, what is going on?
I like that.
I hear my voice and these two guys.
I like that. I like that. I like hitting him with maybe a hello and maybe even a how can I help you? Maybe
yes.
Both, depending on how it goes.
Yes.
And yeah. Then we're also both there.
Right. So I'm not going to waste any time.
I'm wondering here, because I had this idea that I want to tell him that, you know, when we do that, he's under investigation, that we're from the Eastern European investigations or something.
Yeah.
So do I want to go into, I'll do my normal voice first and then I'll go into.
You can say, yeah, let's use our normal voices first for the sting operation.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we hit him with, you are under investigation, I'm not going to talk anymore because my Eastern European accent is very limited.
Okay.
But you can then switch into Eastern European mode.
Okay.
And you can say you are, you know, head of Eastern European Investigation Agency.
Right. Okay. Perfect. I like it.
All right. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Hi, this is Tony Jarnine. I am head of the International Survey Association, and I just wanted to let you know that you have been selected to be the winner of an Applebee's gift card. Now, all you have to do is call us back at the International Survey Agency at 260-355-5713. That's 260-355-5713 to claim your gift card. So please call us back as soon as you can. That's 260-355-5713.
Bye-bye.
That was a little disappointing.
Yeah. I believe that they've become overrun by cowardice recently.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've tried them. We've both kind of tried them here and there just to see if the phone number is running.
Yeah.
And the way that they answer the phone seems as if they're more and more frightened lately.
Yeah. And so I want to just say I turned off the caller ID when I called them. So I called them from the random line.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came through, it should have shown up as unknown. And I got them to pick up two times. The one time I got those sound bites. The second time was this afternoon while I was at lunch. And they picked up the phone and immediately hung it up. So I know that it's still active. And I could hear both times the police scanner in the background.
Really? Could you really?
Yes. So I kind of wonder if maybe they operate during the day. Like maybe we're out of their operational hours. Right. So
their investigations in the daytime, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Like any agency would.
Right.
So I think that we may have to do like a lunchtime call sometime.
Yeah, I like that idea.
And maybe, you know, figure out what to do from there.
Yeah.
If they don't call back. Speaking of people calling back, this is not related to anything scam-wise Gamgee, but I am really disappointed because we have not heard a single word from Sheldon Ace Hardware. Neither Lauren nor Skylar have called us back to let us know that they've used the gift cards, that they enjoyed the gift cards, that they got half price apps for free.
That's sad.
Yeah. We gave them $25, 25 smackaroons worth of half price apps.
Did we even give them tips on how to use, like, the best time to, like, use it?
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that I can think of here is maybe there's just a feud between Skylar and Lauren. And
I don't know what they could be feuding about. They both got the same thing, you know?
But maybe there's something about, you know, maybe if they were getting along, they could go together. But they won't because there's a feud and it's causing us pain.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking. I don't think we should call them yet.
Okay.
And next week, and maybe this is a good time to announce, next week we're not going to have a new episode.
That's right. Yeah.
I have my surgeries on Monday. I'll be recovering for pretty much most of the week afterwards.
Yeah.
I know you have some stuff going on too.
Yep.
So next week we aren't going to be available. But the week after that is Sparta, baby.
It's yeah,
episode it's 300.
It's our big Sparta Jubilee, episode 300.
And I think episode 300, we gotta try to make some contact, maybe with Skylar and Lauren, if we don't hear from them until then.
Or yeah.
By then.
I definitely think that's, yeah, that is on the docket for sure. Because we're waiting for closure. We just want an end to the story. And right now, they're making it the never-ending story.
We just want to know that they're happy, that they used... we just want to get, more or less, we want to get some respect and some glowing reviews.
Yeah.
we want to be praised. And it's hurting me that it's taking so long for it to happen.
I mean, how hard is it to go use a gift card and then call the people who gave you the gift card and say, thank you so much. I got so many chicken wings.
Right.
For absolutely nothing. Like, I didn't have to pay a cent. I didn't even leave a tip because I didn't want to put any money into this. Which is rude. You should be tipping.
Yeah. And I do hope that they did if they went.
Yeah.
And I do. I just want to say this, too. Lauren, if you're listening, or if someone with you is there, you're working and they're listening, they can let you know. Lauren, please call the show tonight.
Yeah. We're going to be recording for another few minutes. And we would love to hear from you. We know Sheldon Ace Hardware listens to this show in store.
Right.
You've got it on in a little computer in the back room where you take your breaks. And you guys will sneak back to the back, have a little laugh. You know, instead of a coffee break, it's a laugh break.
Yeah, giggle break.
Little giggle break. And then you go out to the floor, renewed. We want to hear from Lauren. We know that by now, Skylar's probably gone because she is a manager.
That's right. Skylar's usually gone by this time. We were lucky to catch her once.
Yes.
She showed us great customer service, and that's why she was rewarded with the gift card. Lauren, you've done great. You've done great. It's just you're actively causing us some distress is all.
Yeah. No big deal. You're just causing us major distress.
No big deal. It's cool. We're just very depressed about how you're treating us.
Yeah, no big deal. We're just not sleeping at all at night.
No big deal, Lauren, I'm just cutting my life into pieces, and this is my last resort. Now that you won't tell us about your gift card experience. So
yeah. Let's just say no gift card review, no breathing. Right? Yeah. Yeah, we're going full Papa Roach over here. We're cutting our lives into pieces because you refuse to let us know how you spent the gift card. And honestly, I think it might be even more fricked up if we talk to them and they're like, yeah, we haven't used it yet.
Right.
That's that's free money for you.
How I will say, I would maybe understand it just slightly bit more, though, if they were like, we haven't followed up because we haven't had a chance to use it. You know, people are busy. I have some gift cards that I've had for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would be less hurt if they told us they didn't use it rather than, yeah, we used it. And then they didn't let us know. I think then I would kind of be like, oh, phew.
Yeah, we like used it and we ghosted your ass.
Right, that would be really hurtful. Then I would definitely be cutting my life into pieces.
Yeah. And that would be my last resort. Like,
absolutely.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And if we don't get contact with them in 2 weeks, I will stop breathing until I get contact with them. That's my last resort.
So I couldn't agree more. So, Lauren, I do hope that you are listening, and I hope you know that it would mean a lot to us.
Yeah. It's no big deal, but you have been causing us severe anguish.
Yeah.
This entire time.
Yes.
So please, just give us a call back. We know that you're listening, so don't be rude.
Should we try the other scammer? I know that we had one or two that reached out to you today. One that I don't think we'll be able to call, but I thought was just hilarious.
Yes.
The phone number that they called you from.
Yeah. So this scammer that you're referring to called my cell phone directly. And I hardly ever get scam calls to my phone. It's very rare. My wife gets them a lot. I don't know why. I don't know if like she signed up for a mailing list or something and her information got sold throughout the internet. She gets scam calls all the time. I hardly ever get them. This one was truly cursed. I've never seen anything like it. It was literally just 10 ones. That's it.
What a phone number.
It's truly fricked up. I did get one. I hadn't told you about this one yet, but a couple of days ago, I got a scam call from Kingston, Jamaica.
Yaman.
I didn't answer it and they did not leave a voicemail. I keep hoping that they leave a voicemail and they never do.
Damn.
So we can maybe try that one too. But okay. The one today, it's the same place that used not one, not two, but four different numbers on our random line to try to get to us.
Yes.
And it's another debt relief agency, you know.
They just simply need to be spoken to.
Yeah. They have so much to say.
Yeah.
So I think we should try calling them. And I think that we should...
I don't use insulin. Should I be?
Old routine.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Give him the old sir.
Yeah. The sir treatment.
So,
Unbelievable. All right. I'm going to call that number.
Reached us outside our normal business hours. Please call back Monday through Friday between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Sad.
These scammers are effing babies.
I'm going to try the one that I got today that was all ones.
Yeah.
Just for kicks. Well,
I will say that there is an attorney that is 888-888-8888. So maybe there could be someone with all the ones.
Well, let's see.
We could not complete your call. Please try again.
Cowards.
Let's try Jamaica.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get the power of Ja going. Here we go.
You don't have enough credit to make this call. Go to voice settings and add credit to your Google Voice account.
Oh, you gotta like pay for, because it's international, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Unbelievable.
Should we try the Office of Victim Helpers or whatever one last time?
Yeah, we could try them.
A lost cause?
We could try them one more time. I have a number that tried to call us multiple times on multiple days.
Maybe it's them, just from another number.
It could be.
Check in on us.
Yeah. And the number starts with 666.
Oh, hell yeah. Cowards.
Yeah. This is
stop it, cowards.
I'm sorry.
I am such a coward.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
I just called another random number in our spam folder.
Ding ding. Right.
That went so good for some reason.
The timing was perfect.
Huh?
Your call very has badly been forwarded affected to the voicemail for Arthur Clark. No one is available to take your call. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hi, Arthur. It's Tony Jardine again. We keep missing each other. We're playing this epic game of phone tag. And honestly, it's kind of sweet. If it was a rom-com, it would be totally twee.
Tag, Arthur, you're it. Tony's life coach here again. Just wanted to say, tag, you're it. I didn't know if Tony would be able to get that out. We talked about this at our last session. I told him he needed to be a little bit more brave during these phone calls. So right. I wanted to step in and just at least say, tag, you're it on Tony's behalf.
And I have something, a confession that I need to make just off the top. Something really hard for me to say, but I need someone to hear it.
I like fishing.
I feel so good to get that off my chest. And I hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye, Arthur.
Oh man, I almost lost it. It was so close. I know. It was so close.
I like you.
Hit him with that cutie pie stank.
Yeah. Love it.
You know, it's funny because Arthur Clark will text me back. Like I just texted him at 9 p.m. on Monday night. I just said hello. And then Tuesday at 8:42 in the morning, he texted me back. He said, hello, Tony. I'm in the office from 8 to 5 Central Time today. Give me a call. There's also a scam number that tried texting me.
Yeah.
From the random line on Tuesday that we could try. They said their name is Aria from California.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. If this one doesn't work, this is it.
Please leave your message for 310-971-5674.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Aria from California. This is Tony Jardine. We texted a little bit the other day, and I really would like to continue the conversation. I do have a question for you. I don't know if you're a medical professional, but there's something that I've been wondering about for a while, and if you could help me, that would be great.
I don't use insulin. Should I be?
I've been wondering about that for a while, and if you could let me know if I need to be using insulin, that would be great. Thank you so much.
On the line, love.
Huh?
I couldn't help it. I had to come in with a and the underlayed low.
Underlayed low.
Underlayed low.
Underlayed low. Well, I want everyone to prepare fast and meditate on 300.
Yeah.
Because I'm announcing this for the first time ever. This is a big announcement for our This Is Sparta episode. We will be giving away a Chrysler 300 live on the air for our 300th episode.
Yes.
So please tune in. Tell everyone you know.
Yeah, everyone needs to know.
The Chrysler 300 is the most sought after vehicle on the market today, and we are giving it away for our 300th episode. It's huge.
It's absolutely huge, and you know, just be ready, because 300 is going to be a big one. We got 2 weeks to prepare. I want to hear from some sweeties, both in chat and then also during the show. It would be great to just connect with everyone that's been along on this goofy ride with us.
Yeah, we demand respect in the form of audio tributes and kudos and messages.
Yes.
So please give us that respect.
Give us some respect. And this is Sparta, so you must simply must respect us.
And please listen to win the Chrysler 300. You do have to be present to win.
Yeah, you have to be live on the Twitch stream to win the car.
Yeah, so tell everyone you know to join in. They could potentially win the Chrysler 300.
Twitch.tv/OMGSoRandomPV.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye. Love you.